It's Tuesday, June 15th, 2021. For KUNR News, I'm Noah Glick. Doctors who work in Nevada and Arizona burn centers are issuing warnings as the first extreme heat wave of the year makes its way across the West. KUNR's Michelle Billman has the details.
A high-pressure system is expected to push temperatures above 115 degrees this week in Las Vegas and Phoenix. Health officials are concerned that contact with superheated roadways and other surfaces could cause injuries during this heat wave. They advise people to be mindful of hot asphalt, sidewalks, and even desert sand. Elsewhere, heat warnings stretch from California's central and inland valleys to as far north as Montana and Wyoming, where predicted highs of 109 degrees today are expected to shatter records. Those northern states should see relief by midweek, while National Weather Service excessive heat warnings last through the weekend for Nevada, Arizona, Utah, and parts of California. Michelle Billman, KUNR News.
This year's Reno Rodeo starts Thursday after last year's cancellation due to COVID-19. The Reno Gazette Journal is reporting that along with hosting the annual event, the Reno Rodeo Association is moving forward with renovating the Reno Livestock Event Center over the next several years. The group plans to build a new outdoor arena with 15,000 seats. The current one can hold 9,000 people and was built decades ago. A new exhibit hall spanning 52,000 square feet is also on the list of upgrades, along with improving the current indoor arena and building a second indoor arena. California lawmakers have approved a new state operating budget. The state legislature sent their spending plan to Governor Gavin Newsom yesterday, but their plan likely will not become law in its current form. Legislative leaders are still negotiating with Newsom on a final spending plan. Lawmakers passed their budget to meet a deadline today. The state constitution says lawmakers must pass a budget by June 15th or they don't get paid. Newsom and Democratic leaders agree on most big spending priorities, but they disagree on how much money to spend on ongoing programs. California will offer 6 dream vacation incentives to spur more people to get coronavirus vaccinations. Governor Gavin Newsom made the offer yesterday on the eve of the state's awarding of $15 million in cash prizes. It's designed to boost the state's vaccination rate as California lifts most pandemic restrictions this week. The latest promotion is also aimed at jump-starting the Golden State's travel and tourism industry after more than a year in virtual hibernation because of stay-at-home orders and travel restrictions. National and state parks are seeing record turnouts this year. Some even have hours-long lines to get in. Idaho wants its residents to have more of a chance to get in, so it's charging out-of-staters double in certain parks. Craig Quintana is with the Idaho Department of Parks and Recreation. He says Idaho is not alone in charging outsiders more, though.
It varies from just a $5 fee that's tacked on to registrations in Washington to higher fees that accrue, you know, per day at Nevada and Utah and Montana and Wyoming.
Quintana says the extra fees aim to give locals an advantage even if it aggravates others.
We've had some people call up and say that they won't be back. That's obviously a choice.
Still, Quintana says the increased fees could help pay for work in those parks. Washoe County libraries are expanding their hours after being open for limited amounts of time during the pandemic. Starting Monday, June 21st, most locations will offer the expanded hours, and patrons will be able to browse collections, pick up items on hold, and use public computers. The Washoe County Library System requests that visitors wear masks if they are eligible for the COVID-19 vaccine but remain unvaccinated. Both the Verdi and the Duncan Trainer Community Libraries remain closed. Those are your morning news headlines for Tuesday, June 15th. For KUNR News, I'm Noah Glick.